When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This video is brought to you by a product I use weekly, Harry's.
I feel like we're ready. Yeah. Are you ready?
Tara's exhausted herself already. Let's do it.
Oh, also, guys, if you're listening to this on Apple or Spotify, make sure that you give us a really nice rating and comment and share it and, you know, just all the wonderful things because we love you so much.
Tara?
Yeah. Gregory?
I loved it.
Me too.
I did not expect to love it. I was telling Tara, I don't really want to watch it. I have said before I'll watch it, and then I didn't really want to.
Yeah.
And I almost changed the movie on Tara. She's like,
she did. Really, and I was like, looking forward to it.
I was like, really? I was like, fine, we'll do it. And
fine, we'll do it.
And I really enjoyed it.
This is so fun.
That was really fun.
Like, oh my God. And I think that they're all original songs. The chemistry was great. I really liked the acting, except for like a couple of parts that I was like, oh, that the dad was a little weird in the beginning where I was like, that doesn't seem believable to me. But that didn't bother me too much. I think overall, it was obviously very Disney-esque with the plot. Like everything moved really, really quick. Like once it needed to turn to where they're like all on their side and becoming a team.
Yeah.
I thought that was really, really sweet. And I really liked the drama teacher too. I liked it. Like it's basically a story about you got to follow your heart, even though people may view you as one thing, especially that's really difficult in high school when you're a lot of people are pleasing their parents. You're going after one thing. And now the whole school is like, you're a jock. And if you try to change your mind, it's awkward and it's weird. Or if you're a theater kid who wants to do, I don't know, basketball, it's weird. But I think overall, especially kids, if they were in high school or even if you're in middle school and you watch this, you might be like, hey, I feel like I might also want to do drama. And this movie would have been like, that's going to help me do it.
Yeah. 'Cause
there's other kids out there that aren't just one thing, right? Because I was kind of like this. I really liked football. I was a cheerleader. I know. Weird. Like, I still think I look back and I'm like, that's weird that I was a cheerleader. Like, I tried basketball in sixth grade, and then I was like, I think I would just be a cheerleader because I loved watching football. So I would just, like, cheer on the sidelines and run with them when they would run with the ball. Like, I wasn't, but that's the kind of cheerleader I was. But then I also was in, the musicals because I loved choir and I loved singing, guys. So, like, I did both, too. And no one made fun of me, luckily.
You were Troy.
Yeah. I was like him, except I wasn't really the greatest cheerleader. I was all right. I did
it
forever.
You just wanted better seats to the football
game. I did. That's like absolutely true. That's exactly what I wanted. I wanted to be on the sidelines. And we would be in the middle of a cheer and someone would run with the ball and I would just take off running and yelling. It was probably not great, but I had good team spirit.
Yo, that's hilarious. That's so fun to know. I had no idea about that. I had no idea. I remembered something right before when the movie started. The Dark Knight.
Yeah, I love that movie.
I went to waited all day in line for it, midnight showing. It's before they had reserved seating. And before The Dark Knight played, they played trailers. The third movie of this, they released in the theaters. They had a theatrical release, High School Musical 3.
Really?
So okay. I imagine that one has like a good production. And all they remembered, this is the only time it's ever happened in any movie I've ever been to in my entire life. The trailer started, packed house, entire audience started booing like crazy. You know, because at the time when this franchise came out, it was one that was easy to clown on.
Kind of a joke, right?
Even people who hadn't seen it would just clown on it or they'd hate it. Because of the kind of audience it targets, and Zac Efron has really worked hard over the years to like kind of break away, I imagine, from the image. Like just Iron Claw, he was so amazing in it. And as like as a teenage guy, you're like, High School Musical's dumb, or like back then, what a lot of people kind of forget is that one of the random insults that they would always say for everything is like, that's gay, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
This would be just something that guys would say all the time, right? Not realizing the homophobic context that it really felt like you wouldn't even consider it as a homophobic thing you were saying.
No, that's not just, then.
That
it
was the
just
word
a thing
you
that
said,
said,
right?
Yeah.
And that's how, and I think for this, it would kind of like factor in for both maybe, right? Like,
yeah.
You're a guy, like, you don't want to admit that you like high. So I didn't watch it. I had no interest in it. It just wasn't my thing. I was too busy watching Batman Begins and The Dark Knight.
Man.
Like man stuff.
Great choices.
You know, guy stuff. And maybe some of that like bled into my brain before watching this today that I was like, maybe there's a little bit of resistance because of Greg's childhood brain seeping in.
Trauma.
Not having given this movie a chance, trauma after 20 years. And I thought it was a delight. I thought it was a total blast of a film.
Yeah.
Because the musical numbers were great. I thought I really thought this might be an irate experience. I thought this might be a little irritating.
Yeah.
And, like loud and shrill.
Yeah.
It's had, like these adjectives associated with it that I did not imagine would actually be enjoyable. But Vanessa Hudgens and him have good chemistry.
Yeah.
I thought the messaging, as you pointed out, Tara, so eloquently, was very touching to me. I love a good self-acceptance message.
Yeah.
And the main thing they got to get down are the musical numbers enjoyable? And I thought every single one of them, even if we were kind of taking the pith out of it a little bit,
right,
was very enjoyable.
I agree, especially in the cafeteria when they all break out into like what they actually want to do. That is such a fun idea. I love that. I found it so enjoyable. And to bring those back, I mean, the one kid who likes to bake was really the only one that got a bunch of callbacks with that.
Right.
But I think it would have been fun to see even the cello guy make maybe an appearance during the musical, and that's a callback there. And then we saw the girl at the end kind of doing some hip hop moves. I really enjoyed that they highlighted that there's kids in high school that aren't like that are a little scared maybe to say how they feel or what they actually like to do, because at school it's not like you're like, oh, I bake. It might be a little weird. I think nowadays you can be like, I bake and I'm really good, and people will be like, that's awesome, bring me some cookies. But maybe back then it's a little weird, which is so odd how much it's changed. The fact that there are kids who are like, I'm a skater, but like I play cello. Nobody hit me, please.
Yeah.
So odd, right? It's good that the world has changed a lot in a way. And I'm sure there are still some things in high school where kids are afraid to be like, I play music because they're a jock. I don't know. I hope that's not the case, but I'm glad that it's changed so much now.
I'm sure regionally, depending on where you are,
yeah,
in America.
Yeah, that's true.
Depending, or they might not be so accepting. Maybe
like
we're in liberal California, where we can be a little more accepting now.
Agreed.
I think. Because I think it's like, especially what you see on social media, like more diversity of the arts and stuff is a little more accepted than before.
Yeah.
And so, I think like the messaging is really good. This movie was ahead of its time. It was ahead of the curve. And I think that the choreography was really good.
Yeah.
I just found myself really vibing with the entire thing. The main antagonists, they were a tad like, I like their musical numbers. I guess overall I like them. They would sometimes really veer the brother-sister into...
Yeah.
You are just annoying to me.
Yeah.
Like I'm actually like annoyed, and not in the way I think the movie wants me to be annoyed.
Right. In another way.
You are actually just annoying to, I don't enjoy watching you. I don't enjoy being frustrated with you.
Right.
At you, I mean, or annoyed at you. I was like,
agreed.
You're actually just an unpleasant to be here with.
Right.
So that might be something, but
that's what I'm going to start saying in all my first dates. You're actually unpleasant to be here with.
thrilled to be partnering with a brand I've been using for nearly 2 years now, and that's Harry's Razors. I'm generally more drawn to anything that goes against the norm, and Harry's does just that in the grooming world. They saw the high prices in the industry and decided to blaze their own trail with quality and affordability. I keep a beard, but whenever you see these cheeks and the neck clean, and that's the work of Harry's right there. Keeps my wife happy, and Harry's makes it effortless. They're precision blades that cut smoothly with less drag, making every shave satisfying. And yes, it's versatile for other areas too, you know what I mean? So as a Harry's devotee, I can vouch for their value. You can experience unparalleled comfort and quality in your grooming routine where exceptional craftsmanship meets affordability, making a smart choice for a top-notch shave without breaking the bank. Their kits and value packs for shaving are unbeatable, but Harry's is not just about shaving. Again, they offer top quality, thoughtfully designed grooming products, including shampoo, conditioner, and amazing body wash without the premium price. Quality, affordability, that's a thesis of this. Now these I actually pulled right from my own bathroom. I regularly use their 5-blade razor with a nice weighted handle and their foaming shave gel. Man, this dab, oh, it is a game changer. I just like the feel of it. Now I have to commit to keeping this in my hand the whole time because I'm not going to go to the bathroom in the middle of shooting this. The handles, they feel perfectly balanced, and the razor's sleek design is a classy addition to my bathroom. And the quality of the shave, unparalleled. Gotta reiterate, keep part of my weekly grooming ritual because their entire range of products fits seamlessly into my routine. Definitely no reshoots here. Their German engineer blades are durable, and refill plans are economical. Rarely use the word economical, but I'm using it now. Plus, their commitment to high customer satisfaction and no risk trial makes Harry's a no-brainer. This gel really does feel good. Let me say once more, choosing Harry's means quality and affordability. By grabbing your $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/rejects, you're not only getting a great deal, but you're also supporting this channel. That's harrys.com/rejects for your $3 trial set. Stay sharp and embrace the extraordinary with Harry's. Till next time, Reject Nation. Till next time.
That was the vibe. So, but, you know, we're not the target market for it.
Right.
But for not being the target market, it works well. I mean, in some ways.
But I said that too. I was like, they're initially, even after the first number, I was like, they're kind of annoying. I don't know what it is. It kind of annoyed me.
Yeah.
Slightly. Like, and I think that I would assume, even if you're actually in high school or like me, like a week out, that both groups would be frustrated
right.
a little bit and be annoyed and be like, yeah, they're a little annoying. But when you see Zach and Vanessa, you're like, heck yeah, baby. Let's do this thing.
Yeah, and I like that there's messages about, you know, also like how everyone, they all did like a huge manipulation, gaslighting agenda here towards our main duo, and they apologized, and they learned their lesson. I think it's important to teach people to apologize, that it's okay to make mistakes and to own up and to forgive. And so there's a lot of like the general messaging. Man, they just kept delivering banger after banger with their musical
banger
numbers.
Banger after banger, like, man.
It was a banging movie.
It was good.
And they even go out in this like huge crescendo that doesn't narratively fit with the plot, I thought, at the very end. I'm like, whatever. Let the villains celebrate with you all. Let's all line up and put our arms around each other.
Yeah. I mean, that choice at the end for them to all be friends together was kind of like the same sort of Disney choice where it's like happens in an instant right after they were like, you need to stop doing musicals and you need to focus on championship. It's like literally the next day they're like, we were wrong. Here's the proof. We did you wrong. We're supposed to be a team. It happened so quick. And I understand that like they didn't have a lot of time. And I'm sure a different script could have put a little more effort into that and made it seem a little more realistic. But I think that's why at the end I was like, oh, they're just all friends now. It just seems more forgiving because everything happened the way that it's supposed to in that script form. It happened fairly quickly. And that scene at the end where she's like, your cookies are to die for. And she goes and like tackles him. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's a funny little like, I don't know. What do you call that? A little tag at the end.
A little button post-credit scene.
A little button. A button is what it's called. Yeah. I forgot what a button was.
It's a good button. Yeah, it was cute.
Yeah, it was cute.
It's cute stuff. I feel like I had a final thought, but maybe it's all gone. I just think it's kind of impressive for like a Disney Channel original movie that really goes above and beyond. Mm-hmm. To like, this could have been a theatrical experience. This movie, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
If you did not tell me it was like some of the acting. I've been in like the Disney channel, there's like Disney acting coaches and Disney act, and they're all doing kind of that Disney level.
So I thought some people were a little bit above and beyond. Like, it's kind of fun to go with Zac Efron's career from, like, what really endeared me to him was his performance in Neighbors. And then Iron Claw, which I did a reaction for right here on this channel. He's brilliant in it. Total Oscar snub. And then I saw 17 again, which was a little bit after this movie. That's a great movie. That
really?
Is a great,
oh, I'm gonna have to watch
great
it.
Movie.
Oh.
And then so to go back here, I was like, all right, this is probably when, like, again, that, like, childhood Greg, you know, 14, 15-year-old Greg, High School Musical, you know, Zac Efron, stupid. to be, he's probably annoying in this movie. I'm like, no, he's actually good. He's
great,
really good.
Really charming.
He's good. And he's got that natural, already you can see that he's got that real natural line reading.
And I thought
like he didn't carry this movie. So
I agree.
Yeah. Overall, I want to see the sequels. I want to see how they level up.
I want to see all of them and see the fact I did not know that High School Musical 3 was the first one to get a theatrical release.
How big do they get?
It's going to be 4 hours.
It's going to be like, do we need 3D glasses? Like, what is it going to be like?
I hope so. I better have popcorn and Red Vines ready. I mean,
it's going to be a theatrical experience.
It's better.
Do people like the show? That's the one with Rodrigo?
I don't know. I assume she's in the show, right? You guys got to let us know in the comments because I know nothing. I just know that I am obsessed with Olivia Rodrigo. So once now that I'm watching this, but once I figure out which High School Musical thing she's in, I'll watch the whole thing with y'all. I haven't watched any of them.
This is kind of like my favorite reactions to kind of do because you can make fun of it, but then you could also have times where you're just so endeared to it at the same time. Like, I'm like, oh, that's great. Like, you don't have to just take it like super serious, but you could also be moved. And then you could also make fun when it's like kind of corny or stupid or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, there's plenty of that, right? Yeah. But we were pleasantly surprised because we assumed.
It's not going to be terrible. This is really enjoyable.
He's literally like, oh, all right, we'll watch it. And I was like, I kind of came into it being like, I think this will be fun. I hope the songs are good. And the second he started singing that karaoke, I was like, all right, we're in good hands.
We're in great hands.
We're in great hands. And it really did make Zac Efron that much more endearing because I was like, I don't know. The last thing I've seen him, and he was on like on the Disney Channel, and he was like, let's travel around and taste food or something. I didn't watch it. I just saw a trailer for it, and I was like, yeah, all right, man, I don't know where you came from, but now I know.
Oh, he's a talent, dude.
High School Musical. He's such a good singer.
He's a really great singer. He's a good dancer, and he's a really good, he's just a really good actor. Like, there's a lot of movies. He's got a lot of great body of work.
Why wasn't he in the dancing one with what's his name, where they dance, the sexy dances, the guys?
Magic Mike?
Yeah!
Oh, yeah, he would have been good for that.
Why wouldn't... Because he's a singer and he's a dancer and he's, like, all fit. Like,
Did you not see Hairspray?
No.
Oh, you didn't see Hairspray?
No.
Oh, he's in Hairspray, too.
He's so talented. Like, shut up. And he's so cute. Like, get out of town. We love you so much.
We love you so much, Zach.
We love you so much. I love you, too, also, Vanessa. And, but to me, Zac Efron was the most, like... charming in this and the most believable. She was still believable, but there was some moments where I was like, should she still be smiling? She smiled a lot in this movie, but that could be a direction thing and not like all of her choice. It could also be her choice, which it didn't bug me that much. I just was like, there were moments where Zac could kind of drop the like, okay guys, like it's fine, I'm just gonna like let it go. And I really, you know, I believed him like in that moment. I really enjoyed that and I was like, ah, good job Zaccaroni.
I had a great time with you, Tara.
Great times. Because normally he doesn't. We love you guys so much. Like, share, comment. And we're going to watch. Make sure that you, like, blow up this video so we can watch all of them.
Yeah.
Especially so that I can get to the Olivia Rodrigo High School Musicals. Please. I really want to with you guys.
Give me the new channel.
Yeah, we love you so much. And we'll see you on the next one. Bye.